Well, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Michael Marsalek, Program Director for Montana Public Radio, and I am actually across campus right now, standing on the stage of the Music Recital Hall on the University of Montana campus in Missoula, and the University of Montana Chamber Chorale is here. All 30 voices, 32? How many are you today?
32.
32 voices, under the direction of Dr. David Edmonds, who's the Director of Choral Studies here at the University of Montana. The choir has a couple of concerts coming up, including a tour to Helena next week, and we'll talk all about that in just a few minutes. Welcome. It's so great to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
Well, maybe we'll have you sing something first, and we'll talk some more. What do you have for us first?
It'd be fantastic. This is Abendlied, which means evening song. This is by Josef Rheinberger, a song he wrote when he was the ripe old age of 16 years old.
This is the University of Montana Chamber Chorale live on Montana Public Radio. We have our microphones set up in the Music Recital Hall on the University of Montana campus. That was the University of Montana Chamber Chorale doing a piece, Abendlied, by Josef Rheinberger. Going to continue with some more music in just a moment. I'm speaking with David Edmonds, who's the Director of Choral Studies here. I was reading on the website for the music department that each year the School of Music offers over 100 concerts and recitals, if you count the faculty concerts and guest artist concerts, student recitals, and ensembles of all size, of course. People know about the choirs, but the jazz bands, concert band, opera theater. There's a lot happening, and a lot happening on this particular stage in this wonderful room. It seats 400, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So say something about the choral department. How many different choirs, David, are operational at the University of Montana?
So we have three choirs on the books. This choir, Chamber Chorale, Cantemus, Women's Chorus, and University Choir. And just recently, the University Choir is kind of making its way into splitting into a men's and women's chorus. So three, kind of five, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always something going on in the choral department as well.
Yeah. And the Chamber Chorale is a select group that's chosen by audition at the beginning of each school year. And I'm curious about the makeup of the group of the 32 singers that are here today. How many, maybe we can't really do the show of hands on the radio, but maybe you know.
How many are music
majors? How many are other studies? And
so it's 32 singers. There's eight in each section, soprano, alto, tenor, bass. We have 20 schools represented here, 16 from Montana and 4 from out of state. We have 17 music majors and then 15 non-music majors in this group. And we've got computer science, sociology, English, history, music composition, education, anthropology, goes on and on and on and on. We've got representatives from all across campus, which is one thing that I love about all the choirs here is, as I like to say, we don't just have musicians, we have real people in the choirs too. So, but it's a really great makeup of the group. And this group in particular has been just such fun to work with this year.
Well, and part of the mission of this choir, certainly, and of the department is to do educational outreach activities, to travel, to tour. Mm-hmm. You've recently been invited to a couple of different Northwest conferences recently. How often do you get to travel and do that kind of thing? And that will certainly lead me into next week.
So we do something every year. What you were alluding to there is in 2015, for example, this group submitted and was selected to sing at the NAFME, the National Association for Music Education Conference in Spokane. And then in 2016, the group was selected again by competitive audition as one of only six college choirs in the Northwest United States to sing at the American Choral Directors Association, which was a big milestone for this group. It was the first time a UM choir had ever been selected, and the last time a Montana college choir had been selected was 2006, so it had been quite a while, and we were glad to break that dry spell.
Wonderful, wow. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, congratulations. Next week, you are traveling to Helena, singing in the cathedral on Wednesday, March 8th at 7 p.m. It's a free admission concert. It's entitled Angels in the Architecture. And you've got a couple more pieces to sing for us. Talk about that concert and how this came together.
We do. So I've been trying to get a performance in the cathedral since my car broke down in Helena, and I just happened to pull into the parking lot, and I was new to Montana, and I saw the spires sticking up, and I thought, I'll just try to make it over there. And as my car was cooling down from overheating, I walked in the cathedral, and I thought, okay, I have to bring the choir here sometime. And I've been trying for, it's been about 3 years, I think. And I finally was in talks with Dale Fleck, the music coordinator out there. And so we're going to sing a concert kind of in two sets. The first set will be your more traditional music from the Renaissance, music by Palestrina, Bird, Ferrant, these folks, and then we'll split that with a second set of 20th and 21st century music by Scandinavian and Baltic composers. But we do have two things we can sing for you now. One is by Ola Jelo, a Norwegian composer who lives in America now. It's Ubi Caritas, and the second is Sicut Cervus, which is by Palestrina.
We're listening to the University of Montana Chamber Chorale singing a couple of pieces for us. These are a bit of a tease, if you will, for the concert next week at the Helena Cathedral. It'll be Wednesday, March 8th at 7 p.m. We are live from the Music Recital Hall on the University of Montana campus. This is the University of Montana Chamber Chorale.
Thank you.
listening to the 32 singers of the University of Montana Chamber Chorale live from the Music Recital Hall on the University of Montana campus. This is a special live session on Montana Public Radio. Just wonderful to hear you all sing. Just tremendous. I'm standing on the stage. Sounds just wonderful here. I hope it sounds just wonderful at home as well. We just heard Ubi Caritas by Ola Yelo and Sicut Cervus by Palestrina. And those will be included in a concert again next Wednesday, March 8th at 7 p.m. at the Helena Cathedral. It's a free admission concert. You can catch the group on tour. And talking with David Edmonds, the director of choral studies and the conductor of this group. So how often does this group meet? And you said you travel once or twice a year. Is that the plan? Or?
Right. So we meet. It's a regular class on the books, just like all the choirs are, and it's three times a week for 50 minutes. All the choirs are the same, actually.
And this is class time.
This is class
time. Nice job
on
class time today. Thank you.
Yeah, it works out wonderfully. Not as much time as I'd like. I think we'd all, sometimes we get to the end of 50 minutes and we just get going. But they work really hard and put together a lot of music in a short amount of time. And we do travel, at least once a year. So we just traveled up to Kalispell to do an exchange at Flathead High School with the choirs in that area. Now we're going to visit, as part of our trip out to Helena, we're going to visit both high schools out there and sing in the cathedral that evening.
Wonderful. Well, you have another concert coming up in March on Tuesday, March 28th, 7:30, right in this hall at the University of Montana Music Recital Hall. And this is a chance, obviously, for the local Missoula community to hear you sing as well, and a little bit of a different program.
Yeah. So again, two larger sets of music are going to form this concert. And the music, it follows up not just a musical, but also kind of a narrative trajectory of sorts. And by that, I mean, we begin the set with what most people would call standard choral repertoire. Some of these things that you've already heard will be included on that. Pieces by Monteverdi, Sandstrom, other standard works. And they all explore, textually, they all explore love, the theme of love. Concert is called I Carry Your Heart. And specifically, this kind of exhilaration, excitement of this kind of newfound love. So we start at the beginning of this concert with this. And then we sing a full set of works by a late jazz pianist and composer, George Shearing, on Shakespeare texts, and that's simply called songs and sonnets, and that kind of represents kind of the growing love, if you will, the maturing of the love, if you will. So we're gonna sing the first movement of this set, which is Live With Me and Be My Love by George Shearing. It features Scott Hamilton, a music education major from the choir, on the piano and the chorus.
All right, piano and chorus. This is the University of Montana Chamber Chorale singing for us live this afternoon on Montana Public Radio. We are at the Music Recital Hall on the UM campus.
Thank you.
Live With Me and Be My Love. Movement One from Songs and Sonnets, music of George Shearing. This is the University of Montana Chamber Chorale, live on Montana Public Radio. I'm Michael Marsalek, Dr. David Edmonds joining me as well. And the choir with us for a special session this afternoon, featuring music coming up for a couple of concerts. We mentioned Helena next week, and then what we're hearing now is a bit of a preview for the concert that'll be held in this room, which is the University of Montana Music Recital Hall on Tuesday, March 28th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at grizztix.com. Can you say something about the kinds of literature you can choose from? With a group of 32, you obviously can do things a cappella and accompanied. You can almost get into double choir things with 32 voices.
Yes, we have. We've tried all of those things. I recently, this year particularly, we've gone a little bit more unaccompanied thus far than we typically have. Although this concert, this second set that we'll sing a couple of pieces in just a moment from, strays a bit from that. It's an interesting challenge being a university group because there's a lot of bases you want to cover. I mean, it's an educational experience first and foremost, and so we want to expose the group to various, myriad of genres, historical periods, styles, instrumentation. So we sing lots of stuff by ourselves unaccompanied, but then we sing major works along with the UM orchestra as well. So we try to cover the gamut, which can be a challenge.
What do you have for us next?
So the second half of the program strays a bit from what you might call the standard chorallit, and it kind of follows what I was referring to before with the text and the styles kind of mirror each other. As the style parts from the norm, if you will, the texts of these songs also talk about, they referred it a lot to death and separation, actually. So perhaps this is the end of the life of these two people who we might imagine we're following in this story. And so we have one song here by a singer-songwriter. You'd never guess a choir to sing a piece by Sufjan Stevens, but he writes wonderfully poignant lyrics, autobiographical in most cases. And this is a song called Eugene, which is the town, not a person, which he spent summers in as a kid and grew up. And he kind of reflects on the sadness of his childhood and the passing of his mother. This is actually a song to his mother, called Eugene. And then we'll follow that up with Vienna Tang. She's a computer programmer, and she wrote a song called Hymn of Axiom, and I'll be back to speak about that in just a moment while we switch formations between these two songs. So this is Sufjan Stevens' Eugene.
I
was Eugene by Sufjan Stevens. You're listening to the UM Chamber Chorale in a special live session here from the Music Recital Hall on the University of Montana campus. As the choir moves around to a new formation, we have just a moment before a final piece. I'll mention again those concert dates. Next week at the Helena Cathedral, the choir will sing at 7 p.m. Wednesday, March 8th. It's a free concert, Angels in the Architecture. And they've been singing songs for the concert coming up, I Carry Your Heart, A Story Written in Love. That concert will be Tuesday, March 28th, 7:30 p.m. In this room, we are live from the Music Recital Hall on the UM Missoula campus. Tickets for that concert are available at grizztix.com.
So we're going to end with a piece also from this, a little off the beaten path of choral literature. This is called Hymn of Axiom. It's by Vienna Tang, who is splits her life between being a computer programmer and a composer. And she wrote this song. Axiom is a company, a data mining company, which knows a lot about you and everyone that you know. And she started writing this song and from the perspective of the machine, if you will. And so it starts off as this, almost like a hymn. Somebody hears you. You know that inside. That's the text. And slowly we're kind of consumed by this technology until the text says, now we possess you. You'll own that in time. It's really interesting, and it's lovely music. It's kind of Eric Whitaker-esque, if you're familiar with his works. She admits to listening to a bunch of choral music as she was writing this. And so this is a Hymn of Axiom by Vienna Tang.
Somebody hears you, you know that inside. Someone.
Hymn of Axiom by Vienna Tang, arranged by Carrie March. The UM Chamber Chorale, live from the Music Recital Hall on the University of Montana campus in Missoula. David Edmonds, conductor of the group, director of choral activities and studies at the University of Montana. Thank you so much for doing this. It's been really fun.
It was our pleasure. We hope to do it again.
Well, I hope so too. We talked about having all 32 of you in our little Studio B over at the radio station, but this has worked out just wonderfully. And thank you so much. Once again, those concerts coming up are next week, Helena Cathedral Wednesday night at 7 p.m., and the Music Recital Hall concert will be Tuesday, March 28th at 7:30 p.m. I wanted to mention the next live session on Montana Public Radio will be a week from today, next week, actually at 3 p.m. We're going to have a live from Studio B session with the Missoula Piano Trio. We have some other sessions already on the calendar in April, including the pianists coming in for the Celebrate Piano series and some special things happening during the first week of April for our fundraiser. Thanks again, and thanks to all the singers for sharing your music with us today. It's been wonderful. Thanks to our technical staff, engineering, and support for this broadcast from Saxon Holbrook, Joe Brown, and Beth Ann Austine. I'm Michael Marsalek. Thank you so much. This has been a special live session from Montana Public Radio. Thanks for listening.